Morning Watch. Crystallization study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 10. The central and crucial point of the recovery books of Ezra and Nehemiah. The proper and adequate leadership in the Lord's recovery. Friday. Related verses. Ephesians 4:3-4. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. One body and one Spirit, even as also you are called in one hope of your calling. Colossians 3:10-11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Ephesians 4:15b-16. The head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. 1 Corinthians 4:1-2. A man should account us in this way, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Here, furthermore, it is sought in stewards that one be found faithful. Related reading. The Lord's recovery is the recovery of three main items. These items are vital for our practice of the church life, and it is crucial for us not to miss any of them. First, the Lord's recovery is the recovery of the oneness of the body of Christ. Throughout the past centuries, Christians have been divided again and again. In the 18th century, Count Zinzendorf saw the need of keeping the oneness of the body of Christ, and a century later, the brethren in England saw more concerning the oneness of the body and practiced it to some degree. Then, in 1920, the Lord raised up Brother Watchman Nee in China and showed him the body of Christ. He put what he saw in writing, and we received much help from him. From that time, many young saints in China took the stand for the testimony of the oneness of the body. The Lord's recovery is testifying that regardless of differing races, cultures, or levels of education, all Christians should be one. There is no reason for us to be divided. This is clearly revealed in the New Testament. Second, the Lord's recovery is the recovery not of any doctrine, but of Christ as our all in all. Christ is everything. He is the center, and he is also the circumference. We care only for Christ. In the past 60 years, the Lord has used us to put out many publications concerning Christ, the Church, and the body of Christ in oneness. Third, the Lord's recovery is the recovery of the function of all the members of the body of Christ. The Lord desires that every member of his body be a functioning member. Almost all Christian groups practice the system of the clergy and laity. Actually, the clergy replaces the members of the body of Christ And this replacement spontaneously annuls and kills the function, the capacity, and the usefulness of the members of Christ. This is an offense to the Lord. The Lord's recovery is for the annulling of the clergy and laity and the developing of the gifts, functions, and capacity of all the members of the organic body of Christ. The leaders of the return captivity were Zerubbabel of the royal family, Ezra of the priestly family, and Nehemiah of a common family. Among all the leaders in the history of Israel, these three were the top ones. Nehemiah was very common with no rank. There is no indication that his family had a high standing in society, and he did not have a high profession. Even though he served in the palace of the king of Persia, he was just a household servant. The central and crucial point of the recovery books, which end with Nehemiah, is the matter of proper, adequate leadership. In Ezra and Nehemiah, three leaders are mentioned: Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. They were all excellent leaders, but the best and the highest was Nehemiah. Nehemiah was the perfect leader, the best leader in human history. Only under the leadership of such persons as Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah could Israel be reconstituted to be the testimony of God, the expression of God on earth, a people absolutely different from the Gentile nations. This is a type of what God wants the church to be today.